Ciao.
Been street preaching all day.
Pastor sitting right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, I walked by a few times. He hasn't said nothing to me. I would just, I would lovingly warn people about the practice of man-made religion. You know, you mentioned Jesus. Is he the way, the truth, and the life?
Absolutely.
So I have a question. How come man-made religion, and I'm talking about all the way from Roman Catholicism, all the way down through evangelicalism, all the way down through the non-denoms, and then, of course, going into Mormonism and Jehovah's Witness, why is it they all practice false ways if Jesus is the truth?
Tradition.
So this place would practice Christmas and Easter. These are pagan holidays that God didn't ordain. Why would a place that's after the truth of Christ, Christ never kept those, Paul never kept those. Why would we keep those false ways? In Mark 7, he says if we keep false man-made ways, we worship God in vain. I ask all the denominations that. We came out of the denominations and all the non-denoms. You know, the whole system of building centered, one pastor doing all the preaching. Usually the gospel they preach doesn't call you out of the world. You can't be of the world and of Christ, but yet all the churches I know of are like the world. I mean, they're even holding Super Bowl parties nowadays. They're living just like the world. That's not of God. Right? So, I mean, if we're born again by the gospel, faith in his shed blood and his resurrection, we repent. When we repent, we don't just go to church. We don't just change a few things. Our mind changes. We go to the scriptures. We're born again. Holy Spirit gives us a new heart, new mind. We follow the scriptures. You'll come out of this. These false ways, if you're following the scriptures. You know, when Jesus comes back, I love you guys. I'm telling you the truth, just like I tell the world. When Jesus comes back, he's destroying everything that's not of him. Did you know that? That includes man-made religion. Why would you want to practice that? Why wouldn't you want to repent and come out and follow Christ in his New Testament ways? Doesn't that make more sense? You want a gospel card? Don'tperish.com. I got tons of articles. I don't want your money. I don't want you to follow me. I want you to open the scriptures and go a lot deeper than these places take you. I mean, I reach out to modern pastors all the time. They never have an answer. Here's one for you. Good Friday. You guys celebrate Good Friday, right? Sure you do. Easter Sunday, Good Friday. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. How do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday afternoon till Sunday morning?
I'm not done.
You can't, because Jesus didn't rise on Sunday. He resurrected on Saturday. It makes sense. He's our Sabbath rest. The Sabbath was always Saturday. But yet the Roman Catholics instituted Good Friday and Easter Sunday, and these places are still following that. So these are vain man-made traditions.
Well, here's part of what I've learned. We get way too deep into our theology and traditions.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Parson. I wish I could go deeper for you.
Yeah, Paul says to go deep in the doctrines, which is instruction. Because if we say, he says he loves Jesus, if we say we love Jesus, how can we follow him if we don't go deep in these doctrines and keep all them? It's like keeping man-made laws and saying, I keep man-made laws, and then you go, I don't even know the laws. How do you know you're keeping them?
Man-made laws.
Yeah, and so much of the churches are keeping the traditions of men. Sunday is the Lord's Day. It's not the Lord's Day. That's another man-made tradition. I've got an article on that. One pastor doing all the teaching all the time. There was always multiple elders in a local body, but not one pastor that does all the teaching. And Jesus said, you worship God in vain for keeping these false man-made ways. Let me give you a gospel card. Check out my website sometime, don'tperish.com. I got lots of articles. We had to come out of this system to truly worship God. They may do some good things. Feed people, help people get off drugs and alcohol. But you know what? There'll be a lot of sober people in hell because they didn't keep the ways of God. Isn't that not true? You got to keep all the ways of God. Yeah. Yeah. Most are not going to enter in.
I struggled with that scripture. The gate is narrow. Few will enter.
Oh, yeah.
I struggled with the past.
Few.
Because I look around and all these people.
Yeah.
They're Christians. How can the gate be narrow for everybody to go through?
It's not. If there's 500 people in a building, I'd be surprised if one enters in. How many got on the ark? I was just telling a man. 8. How many came out of Sodom? 3. How many came out of Israel out of 600,000 men? 2. It's very narrow.
These places don't teach you the narrow road. They teach you inclusive. They teach you all encompassing, but you must go deep.
Not all of them, though. Not all of them. Well,
this would be one of them because they're keeping false ways as we deem. So test yourself. Let me know if I can help you.
We'll do it.
Repent and follow the biblical Christ.